Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then Jesus began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, grace and peace to you all on this sunny Sunday in February. In Colombia, 12 years ago this month, a woman named Gloria Martinez came home from working the third shift at her job at the silk factory. And when she got home, her 19-year-old son Daniel was waiting, and he had breakfast already cooked. "Today," Daniel told her, "today is the day he was going to go look for a job." Gloria didn't really want Daniel to get a job outside of the house, but he was convinced. He was ready and willing to help the household by bringing in some more money. And so Daniel put on his best clothes, he picked up his resume, and he knelt on the ground before his mother. He asked her to bless him before his search. And Gloria gave him her blessing. And she asked him one more time not to go that day. He left that morning, and by evening his mother was in a panic because Daniel never came home. Daniel was killed by the Colombian army. They were fighting a leftist guerrilla group, and to get foreign aid to fund the war, they had to inflate the body count to make themselves look more successful. And to do this, they would capture civilians and frame them to look like guerrilla fighters, and they would be killed. And Daniel was one of their victims. I heard this story about Daniel and Gloria on the radio this week, and I kept thinking about how she blessed him before he left that day. That the very last thing this young man heard from his mother were words of love and approval, words of favor and his value as her son. Daniel and his mother lived in poverty during a very violent time in Colombia. Not people we would consider blessed or even having blessings to give away to others. However, when I hear these words from Jesus today, I can't help but think Jesus was thinking about people like Daniel and Gloria, people who may not have had a whole lot to give away. That Daniel and Gloria were perhaps more like the ones listening to the words of Jesus, like those original disciples, who were also people that lived in poverty during a very violent time in their country. People who needed to hear that they were blessed, even if they were unlikely to be blessed by anyone else's standards. We join Jesus today at the very beginning of his ministry, preaching that sermon up on the mountaintop. And this is probably some of the more famous words of Jesus, these words of blessing called the Beatitudes. And we can find them all over the place. If we go into just about any bookstore, we'll find a mug or a poster or a blanket with these words printed on them. But to really get the most from these blessings, we need to take them off the coffee cup We need to walk into the Gospel of Matthew and have a look around to get to know Jesus better. We know that each gospel writer is trying to get like a main theme about Jesus across, trying to help us understand who Jesus was to them. And one way to do this, one way that we can pick up clues as readers, is to look at the first like Jesus-y thing that Jesus did. And in Mark, the first thing Jesus does is perform an exorcism. Jesus is the one who crosses all boundaries. In Luke, the first thing Jesus does is preach that sermon in the temple about making the blind see and the deaf hear. Jesus is the one who brings God's healing. In John, Jesus turns water into wine at the wedding at Cana. That Jesus is the one who brings God's abundance. And here in Matthew, the very first thing that Jesus does is preach this Sermon on the Mount to this eager crowd. Jesus is the one who teaches us about God's righteousness. So we hear Jesus talk about who's blessed. And blessed or blessing, those are kind of loaded words. We hear people say things like, I have such perfect kids, and I paid off the house, and we're going on a vacation to Hawaii. We are so blessed. Or we hear about blessing in terms of winning a whole lot of money or getting a brand new car. That blessing or blessedness has somehow become tied up with only good things happening to you. And blessing in our modern world somehow has gotten mixed up with having a whole lot of good stuff in your life. And it really wasn't so different way back then for those people listening to Jesus. Back then, kind of like now, the blessed ones were people who were really good looking or really wealthy or had a lot of good things happening in their lives. The blessed ones were the ones who had the world at their feet. So what if good things weren't happening to you all the time? What if instead of having the world at your feet, you were being crushed by the weight of the world? The thing is, church, Jesus didn't come into the world to keep everything exactly the same. Jesus came into the world to turn everything upside down and to set people free, which is what happens in this well-known passage. The people that Jesus calls blessed aren't like anything that we may associate with being blessed. They're the meek and the poor, the ones who are hungry for justice, the ones who are mourning. These are the people that Jesus says are the ones who are blessed. These are people like Daniel and Gloria. These are people in our own lives and people in our own church. And blessing actually comes from the Greek word for happy or favored. So perhaps happy are those who are meek or poor or hungry for justice and truth, because those are some of God's very favorite people. And so when we hear these words of Jesus, I think we're allowed to wonder, what is Jesus really talking about? Because these aren't people we would associate as blessed. They don't have it all going for them, but nevertheless, they become blessed in the presence of Jesus. And these things that Jesus talks about, this is not like a to-do list of stuff that we need to be doing. We don't need to go out there and try and make ourselves really sad or mournful so Jesus likes us better. The Beatitudes are not a prescriptive to-do list for Christianity. This is about people that already exist, people that we already know, and people that we might actually be, people who are mourning or meek or merciful, people who work for peace and are hungry for justice. These people already exist. These people might even be us. The people Jesus was blessing on that day, on that sermon, may have been unlikely to be blessed. They may have been unlikely to be considered anyone's favorite or really happy. But the thing is, it turns out God uses a different measuring stick than we do. Because in God's definition, blessed are the people who are sarcastic or disabled. Blessed are the people who are a little bit grumpy. Blessed are the people who are overwhelmed. Blessed are the people who are kind-hearted and quirky and a little bit weird. Blessed are the people who are really young, and blessed are the people who are really old, and blessed is everyone in between. Because it turns out in God's definition, blessed are the ones who are broken, who are weeping, and who will be missed. Because those are the ones who know what big love is really like. The Gospel of Matthew shows us over and over again that Jesus extends the size of God's kingdom. And we find that some unlikely people get in. And the thing is, that means God's kingdom is big enough for us too. That God's kingdom is big enough for the very best parts of ourselves and for the very worst parts of ourselves. That God's kingdom is big enough for people like Daniel and Gloria. That God's kingdom is big enough for whoever. And that being blessed by God does not require some sort of litmus test. Being blessed by God does not require a credit check or letters of recommendation. Being blessed is a gift. Being blessed is a gift that we receive from God. And I wonder if that's what Jesus was really trying to get across, to accept the gift, and that we might be really surprised at who else we find receiving that gift. We might be really surprised at who else is in the kingdom of God with us, and that's a really, really good thing, because God does not work like we do. Jesus does not always show up in ways that we expect. Jesus came to turn everything upside down, and in doing so, shaking out our ways of testing and measuring and unrealistic standards. Jesus claimed to declare God's favor on the most unlikely people, even us. Christ came to open up God's kingdom, and in doing so, invites all of us into it. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.